What a glorious day. I didn't expect that this morning when I looked out of my Belfast hotel window upon what looked like a very wet day. The sun has come out and I'm standing on a rooftop, on top of a building. It's probably got an official title, and I'm standing with a very official individual from that building. John Darcy, these aren't for you, are they? What's the noises in the background?
Well, the sirens are probably because you have landed in the Belfast and I'm interviewing me on top of a rooftop. But no, we're right in the heart of Belfast, so a major police station, 200 or 300 yards away, fire station. So we're right at the heart of the action and major thoroughfares. So any emergencies, the city go past the OU, which can be good and bad, particularly when you're doing an interview on the roof. But this is our building. We've been here almost 5 years. It used to be a bank, the Northern Bank, and it dates back to 1826. So we're really fortunate having quite an iconic building for our university right in the city centre. We're close to the main shopping areas, legal areas, train station, a couple of hundred yards away as well. So for our students, it's a really good physical presence to come in, meet an advisor, look at a prospectus, and hopefully become an Open University student. So we see it as a real asset. Beside us, I'm pretty close to where our funders live, which is very helpful for a national director. We're funded now by the Department for Employment and Learning, so they are literally just up the street. On a typical day, I will be an email correspondence, telephone correspondence with our funders just to make sure we're delivering what they need for the citizens of Northern Ireland, given that they fund us. Other parts of my day would include liaising with the Northern Ireland Assembly, which is based up at Parliament Buildings at Stormont. And interestingly, tomorrow we have the launch of a MOOC, Managing Your Money, which is part of the Puffin initiative. So we're really lucky. We've got the Finance Minister, Simon Hamilton, launching the MOOC on behalf of the Open University. Our own Minister from Employment and Learning, Stephen Farry, will be there. We've got chief economists from some of the major banks, as well as the Northern Ireland Consumer Council. So this is really good touch point for the Open University, bringing free learning to citizens right across Northern Ireland. So the fact that we're being allowed to do it in Parliament buildings, I think it says something about the way we're fully engaged now at the heart of Northern Ireland. Typical day would also include meeting my management colleagues, checking on student numbers, where we are in terms of student support. So every day is kind of different depending on what the demands are. And then it's good to be in Belfast because I am in Milton Keynes frequently as well.
Compare the two.
Well, I think their football team is much better than most football teams in Northern Ireland, even in terms of the fan base, believe it or not. So someday I'll probably get honorary citizenship of Milton Keynes, but it's good to be there because it gives you the opportunity to work with faculties, work more closely with colleagues in student services, and also the guys and girls in the comms unit as well. It's really important we keep a strong link with them.
Tell me a little bit about Belfast as a city, because this is my first time here and I was looking for some technical equipment on the way into the office, and I was looking for a music shop. You're not short of music shops. I imagine culturally it must be quite rich here.
Yeah, Belfast has always had a reputation for music, and a lot of people will say it dates back to the fact that we were a major shipping port. So even during the 30s, 40s and 50s, there'd be a lot of American music in the form of records coming into the city. So people like Van Morrison would have had access to all the blues records of the day coming in to Belfast shops. There's always been that strong heritage. Van Morrison is an interesting tale. He actually says that soul music was invented in Northern Ireland and it was exported way back in the day. And a lot of people say the Northern Ireland accent is pretty like the American accent, but we would probably say the American accent is a bit like the Northern Ireland accent. So culturally, we were really strong. Van Morrison obviously would be iconic in terms of his reach across the world, but in recent years you have bands like Snow Patrol, Ash, Two Door Cinema Club have all come out of Northern Ireland. We have a population of 1.7 million, so if you look at the cultural impact of what in English terms or UK terms would be the size of a small city, we probably do punch above our weight, and that leads me into our success at things like boxing as well. It's a good fight city. Given the past in Northern Ireland, you may say that's not surprising, but the last Commonwealth Games, 9 of the 12 medals that were won by the Northern Ireland team came from boxers. So that's a very sort of ground-up community activity. You've noticed it's a small city. You could walk around it. It's not unlike many other cities in the UK. You've got all the House of Frasers and people like that. In fact, at one stage somebody said you knew when peace broke out in Belfast when the Disney store opened. So whether that's true or not, I'm not so sure. It's often likened to Glasgow and Liverpool in terms of the shipping port. Shipbuilding would have been here as well. Aside of the conflict which happened over a period of 40 years, the city over the last 10, 20 years has really transformed itself. Literally a stone's throw from where we're speaking, you've got Allstate Insurance, one of the major US insurance companies, who when they originally came to Northern Ireland wanted to employ about 300 people. They now employ over 2,000. And the reason for that is we've got a pretty good HE system, and the Open University is proud to play a part of that. So we're able to supply high-quality graduates that a lot of foreign investors are keen to do. It's a friendly city, despite what it's been through over the last sort of half century. Certainly a city going through massive change, and like any change process, it's usually slower than people think. So we still do have the occasional disturbances in terms of civil unrest. But the good thing is we do have political structures which are now established. They're probably not 100% right, but there's a will, I think, with the political parties, and certainly there's a mandate coming from people right across the city for change. And as a university with a mission to be open to people, places, methods and ideas, we're pretty uniquely placed. We would work very closely with a lot of community groups where people are still suffering unemployment and disadvantage. And the fact that we can deliver through things like OpenLearn, free high-quality education is a real strength for us.
Fantastic. I've learned more in listening to you in the last few minutes than I have done Googling, which is wonderful. Before we wrap up with you sharing where people can find you online, your tie, I've only just noticed, here's me talking about music, you've got lots of little record decks all over your tie. Very cool. And kind of, I didn't see it straight away.
Obviously, we're very subtle here. I got that in Brighton during the summer. So my wife buys me ties quite frequently, so this was one we sort of jointly agreed on. It sort of had that rebel yell to it, insofar as it's a vinyl record player. But you probably didn't notice my rather charming spectacles with a guitar headstock on it as
no,
well.
No, I did not.
How rock and roll is that?
Why is that really something yeah. quite special?
Yeah.
So you're a musician, I guess.
I'm a very bad musician. I was a sort of child of the punk era where you just strummed guitars and moved along. My family's reasonably musical. My son is an accomplished player, musician, recording artist. My wife's used to sing opera and stuff like that. I am, as Elvis Costello would describe, little hands of concrete when it comes to a guitar. But I do play just for my own personal pleasure. It's a good measure of stress relief when you can turn the amp up to 11 and hit out a few chords. Belfast is a cool place. The Open University, we have our own Northern Ireland website now, which we're getting good traction through. And that was a really neat piece of work with the communications unit, with our colleagues in Scotland and our colleagues in Wales. And it has really given us an edge because we can now put out a very distinct message for students in Northern Ireland, for politicians, for businesses that want to use us to help develop their staff. So open.ac.uk/northern-ireland will take you to where we live. We also have a Twitter account at OU Belfast, and I'm glad to say, working with communications, we're taking that forward in a much more proactive and aggressive way, because I think we've a really good story to tell. We help thousands of people each year in terms of realising their educational goals, and whether that's for career enhancement or just their own personal development. So, you know, I think for many years, universities, and particularly the Open University, have been a bit slow to champion what they really do. So I think with technology, enthusiastic staff as well, we're able to get that message out in a much more concise, amusing, frequent way.
John Darcy, thank you very much indeed. Oh, what's your Twitter name?
I have two Twitter names. The more interesting one is at John O'Yeah, and the other one is at John M. Darcy.
Thank you so much.